بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khamenei, in a meeting with Iran's sports champions and medalists of the 2023 Asian Games and the Asian Paragames. This meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniyeh on November 22, 2023. If I want to give a summary to you athletes about recent events, that summary or short sentence is that the Zionist regime was knocked out by the Al-Aqsa flood operation. In other words, Hamas, a group of resistance fighters and not a government or a country that is well equipped, but a group of resistance fighters was able to knock out the usurping Zionist regime despite all its resources. That is a summary of what has taken place. Up until today, they have not been able to pull themselves out from under the pressure and disgrace of this defeat.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Yes, they show their power, but where? In a hospital for Ghazan patients, in Ghazan schools, and on the heads of the Ghazan people who have nowhere to go. This show of power has no value. This is similar to an athlete who loses in a competition and retaliates by physically attacking and verbally abusing the fans of the opposing team. In other words, there is truly nothing more disgraceful than what the Zionist regime has done. The massive defeat that the Zionist regime has suffered will not be compensated for by these bombardments. These bombardments will shorten the life of the usurping regime even more. This oppression and these atrocities will not go unanswered. They need to realize this. Today, the entire world has understood why an Iranian athlete won't agree to compete with a Zionist opponent on the field. The world realizes this now. It's because he or she, the Zionist athlete, is a criminal. He or she is coming onto the field to compete on behalf of a criminal regime. Helping him or her is helping the criminal terrorist regime. Anyway, I thank all of you. I thank every single athlete here. I thank these dear young people who exercised here and were able to exercise so beautifully inside this artificial goat. I would like to thank the young people who were beating the drums here. I am thankful to all of you. May you be successful and assisted by God. God willing. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. guide me.